there from the Little Ranch House on Southwood Drive here in Lufkin, Texas. It's another edition of the Blind Handyman. Actually, this is show number 207, according to our statistician, Don Shaw, who's with us today. Good to have you, sir.
Good rainy day.
Had Mary bring you? Couldn't ride the scooter?
Not today.
Don Patterson is in the house.
It's a rainy day in Lufkin.
Anyway, I'm Phil Parr, and for the next hour, we're going to talk about building, repairing, maintaining all design with the blind in mind. That guy wrote that. It was brilliant. You know what? And we're just, Tom is not here. We're going to call him here.
I'm fixing to move over to that.
Call him right now. And I've got, let's see, we're going to give Tom a call. This is the 11th of September of 2007.
Yep.
So it was 7 years ago today when the big, 6 years ago today. Is that right? Six years ago, I think.
Today.
When the World Trade Center blew up. And so we all remember that. It is really weird. It is Susie Barnes' birthday.
All the birthdays today are just amazing.
And
Lee
Stone's birthday also.
It is busy.
It is busy. Tom Houston's line is, you know that you got the number, 829?
I do.
And it's busy.
It is busy. I shall try it one more time.
Well, try it one more time. Give him one more.
Yeah, lots of birthdays. Lisa Philroy.
Is her birthday today?
Her birthday today. And somebody else. I thought there was one more that we might be.
Well, Lisa's on the list, and also Lee Stone and Susie Bonds.
Yeah.
I talked to her this morning. She sold her condo. She's moving back to Murfrees. That's hard to say.
Still busy.
Still busy?
Yeah. Sounds like the off the hook. I don't want to talk to you guys.
Yeah.
You think that's it? you really think that's it? The off the hook, I don't really want to talk to you guys anyway.
I don't want to participate. Murfreesboro, Tennessee.
Yeah, she's going to be moving.
That doesn't make any sense.
That's that phone.
That doesn't make any sense at all, does it?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
You're on the radio.
Really?
You don't mind being on the radio, though, do you?
No.
What are you doing home?
I am off today.
You're off today?
Yes.
Well, where's your daddy?
He's right here.
Let me talk to him, please.
Right.
Thank you.
Yeah.
What about it, Tom?
Hey, all right.
I get to Phoenix. What are you doing? What's going on?
I was just rolling around here like I knew what I was doing.
Just
and
keep
didn't
on.
Know a thing was going on.
Keep on rolling with the flow.
That's about what I'm doing.
Rolling with the flow,
just
huh?
Kind of rolling with the flow.
Well, hi, Thomas. I called you twice on the other phone and got two busy signals.
Is that right?
Yeah, was somebody just on your phone?
Yeah, uh-huh.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Amanda was talking on the phone.
She was. She has a cell phone. Tell her to use her cell phone.
Use your cell phone.
By the time... No, you better not tell her that. She's bigger than both of us. But, listen, she's off today from Walmart, huh?
Yeah, she has an off day from Walmart, and James has an off day from Walmart.
And so you just...
And me and Cleta are just kind of here, and Martha, and...
So you've got a house full today, don't you, huh?
Yeah, pretty good.
Yeah, yeah.
It's pretty loaded.
Yeah.
We reinstalled Windows on my computer. That's one big thing that's happened this week.
On your house computer?
Yeah.
I didn't know there was anything wrong with
Windows
your home computer.
Vista?
Well, it went down. The kids keep getting on these sites that are getting these cookies that are, I mean, just unbelievable. You wouldn't believe it.
I had to restore mine last Thursday.
Yeah, well, he put the XP Professional back on there.
Uh-huh.
And it seems to be doing good. And I downloaded the AVG spyware stuff.
Good. You were running without spyware?
Well, no, but you know, he had just reinstalled Windows, and I did not go and get it. That's the days where I had gone to the hospital and all that stuff.
Yeah.
And so somehow it just slipped by me. So I didn't do it, and that's how it got it this time.
And those kids have been using it pretty much, huh?
Oh, yeah. And
y'all have more than one computer, Thomas?
Right now, let's see, we've got Cletus' computer and we've got my computer, but Cletus is so outdated we don't even have it plugged in anymore.
So, anyway, if you want, I went through the same thing. See, I was unprotected, and that zonked me again. This is about the third time in pretty short order. And so anyway, I bought a program called Norton 360. It's $69, and you can install it on three different computers, and it's great.
Oh, is it?
Yes, it's out of your face. I like it because it's so much in the background. It doesn't send you, but it does your email spam, password protection, guarantees against identity theft online, I mean, virus, spyware. So.
Boy.
And
Norton's at it again, isn't he?
This
AVG's cheaper, isn't it?
Well, AVG is free.
Okay. But you can only put it on one computer, I think.
But if it's free, why would you care? You could put it on any computer you want to put it on.
AVG is free, but you get a 30-day use of the full version. And then they'll drop some of that after the end of 30 days, and you keep the freeware.
Yeah,
unless you pay.
Unless you buy.
Oh, yeah. Okay. All right.
You can buy it at that point, I think.
All right, and that's our discussion today of computer virus. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
So you're doing all right?
I'm doing all right. I just about as well as anybody could be doing.
As old men, we tend to think of this as a personal problem. All old men have trouble tying their shoe. The guy said when he was tying his shoe, he tried to figure out something else he could do while he's down there because he didn't want to have to get down there again.
Yeah. Especially for you guys who have wives that won't let you wear Velcro.
This is weird because, I mean, here it is. Let's say we're on the air right now. You're on your first segment of your our blind handyman thing.
Yeah.
And I'm sitting here waiting on a home health care nurse.
Is that right?
Isn't that something?
Well, why don't we, when you come back next week, why don't we have her visit us here? Kind of just come in and do
your just have her come in there with her stethoscope.
With her home health stuff right here on the radio. It'd be good.
Yeah.
She wouldn't have to come as far. And you know,
there you go. It'd be closer, wouldn't it?
It'd be really neat. We'll think about that. Anyway, you're doing all right. We just wanted to check on you, see how you are.
Oh, yeah. I'm hanging in here.
We're going to read a few emails, and we have Jennifer
Jackson
is our guest today. We're going to give her a call in a minute, and we'll look forward to seeing you next week, sir.
Okay. Well, I'm going to try to be there.
You do that. Thank you, Tom.
All right.
I'll talk to you today or two.
Great to talk to you, Thomas.
Okay. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
All right. That's a Houston Vic.
Yeah.
Thomas Houston Vic and the report from Burke today. All right. Donald?
Email
time.
Well, our bag runneth over.
Yeah.
Besides that, we got email.
Besides, we got two or three, yeah. Actually, there's two kind of electrical questions, and so I'm going to ad lib one of them because we've had a similar subject, and then we've got a couple of things. And then I've got a product I want to talk about right at the end of email, so I hope I have time. All right, the email that I saw on the list basically talked about the guy with his light fixture, outside light fixture, and the light bulb broke off and left the socket. He wound up with the glass and left the socket. He was able to retrieve that. This time, the socket from the fixture came off with his light bulb.
Okay.
And so he's talking, you know, I mean, the gist is, I mean, so you guys take a shot at it.
Well, there's a little screw that holds that in, and that screw's gone, obviously.
Is it held in with a screw, or is it soldered, braised in, like with the little cheapy pieces?
I've seen them both ways.
Yeah, I've seen them both ways. My question is, it was kind of a vague email in regards to, other than outside light, it really didn't say what kind of fixture. You know, but I'm amazed that he was wanting to try to figure out how to repair that. But in that case, man,
just replace it. Don't try to repair it.
It's the safest way to go with it.
You could probably repair it. You could take it somewhere and have it repaired for the cost of a new one. But take it to the hardware store and tell the guy, put a new socket in this, and he will.
Yeah, but the optimum, you think he would take that fixture and put a new socket in it?
Yes.
Okay, I didn't know that service was available. My point would I would just replace the fixture,
I probably would too.
But I mean, because the optimum word here is rust. He was talking about when the light bulb broke, and I wanted to touch on that. We've had this come up before, and a lot of people panic. Obviously, you turn off the electricity before you start messing with it.
Yeah.
But don't be afraid to take that. And rather so much than trying to unscrew that socket, unless it was just particularly difficult, you're going to have some of the socket exposed. When the glass broke, it wasn't completely down in that receptacle. And I took a pair of pliers. This is pliable material, and I just bent it from all different directions and then just almost pulled it out.
You can take a pair of needle nose and slide up in there beside it. Sometimes you can unscrew it, but sometimes it's too rusty and you just break it off. It's just little, very soft aluminum.
Right. It's very soft. And also, when you, yeah, your needle nose, talk about putting them up in there, but then I took a little stick, like, and made my needle nose plier stay open. And grabbed it actually from the inside. I was putting pressure and unscrewed it that way. So,
in other words, you made your needle nose pliers wide.
Right, yeah.
So they would fit on right. Each side of it, and you can do that.
And did that. So,
but get it out the best way you can, but be sure and turn the power off before you start sticking.
And the big thing is that, you know, there's certain things that I'm telling you, you're just better off to bite the bullet and replace, I mean, instead of trying to repair something.
Take that whole fixture off, take it down and try to match it, and you can probably come pretty close, bring home the new one, tie the wires on. Of course, it'll probably be a two-wire house with a three-wire fixture these days.
And the other one, okay, electrical-wise, and this is kind of long-winded, but I'm going to read part of it, and then we'll just talk about it. It says, in our bathroom, 1960s, cheap duplex, we have a three-switch setup that controls light, fan, and overhead heater.
All right.
This is in a bathroom. These are three on and off toggles in a single-size electric box.
Yep.
The switch for the light is getting flaky, such as the light, it won't come on off half the time, and he says that he cleaned it with contact cleaner, and it still doesn't work. Said when he asked at a good local Ace hardware store, and they said that these are single units with three separate switches.
They are.
Okay. Anyway, the gist of this, and we had several responses, is what he's wanting to know, because, well, price seems to be a concern, because he said that somebody had a kind of a replacement for about $15 or so dollars, but that seemed to be more than he wanted to pay. Somebody on another post to respond to this mentioned the fact that these are probably somewhat outdated, this type. I mean, and like he said, the house is from back in the 60s where you can buy it. But you can buy, because I looked it up today online, a triple switch that fits in a single box that is most of the wiring is inside of that switch.
They'd call it a three-gang.
Yeah, and it would all work your fan. Now, with his wiring, he's probably going to wind up having to put some of his hots together as a, you know, to get up to his fixtures. I mean, since he's going to be coming off of three switches, where in a sense with this one, you're going to be coming off of one terminal, but it's going to be controlled by three switches.
Well, wait a minute. Hold it. That's three separate switches. That isn't one switch.
It's three separate switches.
So just replace the light switch.
Okay. It's three. He's talking about toggle switches.
I understand exactly what he's talking about. There's one just like it at Don Shaw's house and one like it at my house.
And he can replace just that one switch if he can find it.
Just replace the light switch if you can find it.
Yeah, but I'm saying they do make a unit with three switches that are rocker switches that would fit in that same spot.
Yes, they probably do.
That's much simpler wiring. So, anyway,
it's a light switch. It's a box with three separate switches in it. Just take the one out that's bad and put a new one in, and it'll be a three-wire switch, because they don't make two-wire switches anymore. But just if you hook those two wires up, and because my brother-in-law did this Saturday, he called me and said, Phil, there's three screws on this switch, and I only got two wires. Well, you know, what do you do? One of them is a ground, which you probably don't, which the Romex he was using doesn't have a ground, because it's an old 1970s house, so you just don't hook the ground up. You know, it's all you can do, right? Hello? You boys are here, aren't you?
Yeah.
Well, what would you do? So if one of your switches went out in your bathroom, what would you do?
We'd probably have to do the same thing. It'd be the same kind of deal, because I know that those switches are also just two wires.
Yeah, there's three of them in that one box in your bathroom.
Yep.
I've replaced one, I think.
Fan, heater, and light switch.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I wired up in my pavilion. I wired a two-way switch, but it was all made two rocker switches made together, and the terminals are a lot. You know, but you only have one set of terminals, because your wiring is changed at the light fixture as opposed to at the switch. So.
Yeah.
So.
That's a completely different. He's got three different appliances. He's got a heater,
right?
A fan,
heater,
and
a fan,
light.
And light. I had a fan and a light.
And they all, fan and light. And they all three got three hots. Or they all three got a switch leg coming down, and just go across that switch leg and turn it off and on.
Okay.
Yeah, it'd be interesting to see the new modern setup, how they do it, like on today's houses.
You mean with the same, the,
you know,
fan
with that, yeah, same configuration?
Yeah, because mine would be the old kind, because it was put in 91.
Yeah.
Right.
So it would,
yeah,
be, you know, it would be the old. In fact, we've got, do I have two of those or just one? There's one in my bathroom that's the three gang. Oh, and there's one in the guest bathroom,
yeah,
also,
it
isn't
has
it?
Three,
yeah, but now,
doesn't
it?
Because,
three,
remember,
switches.
They.
All right, but are y'all talking about three switches side by side in a long box?
Yes.
See, what this guy is talking about is three switches in a single box.
So that's the way North Street is.
Yeah.
Its configuration is two on the bottom and one on top, or vice versa.
Right. But in a single light switch box.
But in a single big box.
No, not a big box. So this, see, that's the whole deal. This is not spread out. This is in a single, like where you would put one light switch in one little box. There are three switches in this guy's box, three toggle switches.
Exactly the way mine are.
Okay.
There's three switches in a three-gang box. Look over there by the door behind you. There's three switches in that box, and they're all three separate switches.
Okay, Phil, you're calling that a three-gang box, so let's go back to this.
I'm calling
this guy
three
has,
switches in a box.
All right, this guy has three switches in a single-gang box. They're toggle switches. They're not what you have side by side. That's a gang box. Three. He's to got three switches in a single box.
In other words, he has three switches all made together?
No, they're toggle switches, and one, I guess one would be on top of the other, one in the middle and one at the bottom,
yeah,
for his appliance.
But it is three separate switches.
Okay. Okay, next question.
It is still three separate switches. Take one of them out and replace it.
Yeah, if he can find it. That was the,
yeah, that might be
the gist of
it.
The mail. Somebody on the net wrote him and told him what the actual call that back in the old days. And he said, if you could still find them, you could replace a single. But if you can't.
Call have any hardware. I bet he's got it.
They make a rocker switch that would replace that.
They probably do.
Okay. All right, another question. It says, hi, everyone. I'm buying a new house and want to replace the linoleum flooring in one of the bathrooms. Is it best to take up the old linoleum, or can I just put the new linoleum on top? The old linoleum is in good condition, but we want to change the room color. Sincerely, Ward.
I don't know.
Unless it was really good condition, no chips, holes, or anything, I would sure take it up.
Yeah, and we don't know from Ward, you know, if it's on wood floor or concrete floor, but my first guess, and Dale Evans responded as well on many
take
responses, but take it up. If you can, and there's several ways to do that. You could even rent like a heater, like a kind of a industrial size hair dryer that it's a heat gun, they call it, and they make big metal scrapers.
But it can be a pain. Well, I've seen it chip and come up in little pieces.
Especially if it's on a wood floor.
Yep.
If it's on a wood floor, you have some other options. Take them what you can get up. And then maybe sand the rest, or they do make floor patch that you could level the floor.
That's all the only thing that would scare me is being unlevel and getting a crack in the new stuff.
Yeah, if it were on this concrete, take it up for sure.
Yeah.
Because it'll come. If it's on wood, I'd have to think about it. Dale Evans' response, he said, well, if you're lucky, it would come up in one piece. Obviously, I've never been that lucky.
How big is his room?
Well, it's a bathroom, so I don't know, five by nine.
So I'd take it up.
I'd take it up if I could, and like I said, there's several ways to do it. Heat gun and then a scraper. We don't know what kind of floors he's dealing with, but somebody even responded that some company he contracted with came out and put down new plywood over the old linoleum and then, but then like somebody said to that was, God, how if you change ever so often, you're going to new plywood, new linoleum.
Oh, God.
You know, but this is another thing about doing it yourself. In some cases, trust me, boy, that is one thing I will not do is linoleum. And I consider myself a fairly decent handyman.
Yeah, it can be a pain.
That's one thing, you know, and it's, of all the services, of many services, it's rather cheap in the scheme of things to have someone install linoleum as opposed to doing it yourself. So,
well, if you're blind, and your wife wants to change the color of the room, point out to her that that's her problem.
Okay.
You don't think so, huh?
I don't know.
No.
And real quick, we're almost at the time to go. I wanted to mention a new product.
Why don't we do that? Can we do that after the guest?
Well, we could, okay.
Is that okay?
Yeah, we can do that.
Why don't we do that after is our little final ending? This is such pretty music. I hate to miss it. Listen to that.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, we're stumbling along here. The blind handyman, Don Patterson and Don Shaw, are both with us, and I'm Phil Park. And Jennifer Jackson is our guest, and we'll get her on the phone and have her up in just a minute. Hang on. That, of course, is Sleepwalk, right?
Yeah, it is.
Who are the original artists there, Don Patterson?
Huh?
Who are the original artists on that?
Johnny and Santo. Santo and Johnny. Frankie and Johnny.
Some illegal guy from, that kind of.
Frankie and Johnny.
Frankie and Johnny and Sleepwalk.
Yep.
That was a pretty good rendition, right?
That was big orchestra there,
Yeah.
Glenn Campbell was one of the guys on Tuesday, and he was talking about his recording with big orchestras and stuff. He played a lot of session stuff that you wouldn't think, Beach Boys, people like that you would never think of Glenn Campbell.
Yeah, no kidding.
I think he was quite the guitarist.
He was quite the guitarist in California.
Yes.
Right? All right, Jennifer Jackson is our guest. How are you?
I am terrific.
That's good. Where are you?
I am in Oklahoma, in Norman, Oklahoma.
Norman, Oklahoma. Where the wind comes sweeping down the... You know I was going to say that.
Yes, I did. And, I grew up almost half my life in Oklahoma, not knowing where that song came from.
Is that
right? Because I grew up in southeastern Oklahoma, which is mountainous and hilly.
Really? So there are no plains for the wind to sweep down, are there?
Not in southeastern Oklahoma.
Yeah, that'd be the deal.
It's such a great song. Norman, Oklahoma, yeah. 750. No, that's Durant. Norman is...
College town. Oklahoma Sooners, right?
Oh, is that right?
That's right.
Yeah.
Oklahoma Sooners. Are you a football fan? Do you enjoy that or not?
No, I'm not.
No. Did you go to college in Oklahoma?
I did. I got my bachelor's degree from OSU.
Really?
Which is the big rival of OU here in Norman.
Stillwater, right?
And then I did graduate school here in Norman.
Really?
Okay.
What is your bachelor's degree in? What subject?
Child development.
Now what?
Child development.
Child development. Well, I guess that's a good field for a blind person to endeavor in. Do you have any sight at all? Or are you totally?
No, I don't. I'm totally blind.
Mm-hmm. Have you been able to find a job in child development?
I worked as a social worker for a couple of years, and then I have sort of had a job in child development. I've been a stay-at-home mom for the last 9 years.
Oh, that's great.
That'll do it every time.
That's pretty much child development.
Yeah, you would think so.
I
practice daily.
At least you're in your field. So you've got a 9-year-old, 10-year-old, 8-year-old?
He is 8 and a half, and I have a 3-year-old and a 14-month-old.
You're going to be home a while, Jennifer.
Be busy.
Yeah, you really are. So all that college, I guess when the kids are grown, you can go back and if you decide to, you know, they can't take the degree away from you. You earned
right.
It. Well, you are on our blind handyman list, and I've seen several posts by you. I guess you do handyman things.
I do, and I had no idea. In fact, before I started, you know, reading all the stuff on the blind handyman list, I'd really thought I would always want to rent. So that I wouldn't have to be responsible for all of that stuff.
You thought you would want to rent?
Yes, so I would always have a landlord to call and say, come fix this.
Oh, no. Part of the fun of owning a house is, you know, the first thing I do when I move in somewhere is go make sure all the door locks work and the hooks work and the faucets work. You know, it takes a couple of days to do that. And I've lived in many different apartments and things. I always try to leave an apartment better than I found it.
Good policy.
So, what is your husband a handy person also or not?
Oh no, he's not very handy at all, unless it's with computers.
And he's good with those.
Yes, and he is. Now, when we first got married, we had a little problem with our car, and it just never occurred to me that a man couldn't fix it.
Uh huh.
And he was flabbergasted when I was like, "Well, you get out the owner's manual and you figure it out."
Yeah. Did you?
He did. It involved a lot of swearing and throwing things around.
Yeah.
Well, he's come a long way. Now he will actually open the hood and try to figure out a little bit of what's wrong.
That's kind of part of the deal, is swearing and throwing things around. You don't get an opportunity to do that very often, and depending on who you're married to. But cars make me do the same thing, because I don't know anything about them. I know very little about them. Your husband is obviously sighted.
Yes, he is.
And fixes cars. What sort of handiwork things, handyman type things, do you do?
Well, not a lot of big things, but I've started doing some stuff like I patched some holes in our wall, and I got the advice on how to do that on the blind handyman list.
You talking about sheetrock
mm-hmm,
wall?
Sheetrock holes.
Yeah.
And I was able to diagnose what was wrong with my dishwasher one time from some things you all posted, I believe, for somebody else about dishwashers.
Yeah.
And sure enough, the hose behind my dishwasher was going the wrong direction, and I was able to reach back there and move it around a little.
All right.
And it drained better after that.
And you didn't have to put a light back there to do it.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, that's the big plus right there.
That sometimes is a plus for blind people. You can work on plumbing under the sink with your chin above the sink.
That's right.
Looking around, talking to people, and, you know, how the hell are you doing that?
That's right.
I don't need a light, you know. I just my hand's under there.
Well, with the new house that you're buying, that you wrote a really good post about, how much handy type stuff you're going to need to do on that house.
Then did you sell a house that you're buying a new one, you sold an old one, or you moved from a rent place, or what?
No, we are living in a rental now, and we're in the process of buying a new house.
All right. Well, give us a synopsis of buying a house. How did it, you went and looked and...
And looked some more.
Yeah.
Because, you know, as a blind person, I wanted to be near a bus route and convenient to some shopping and things, you know, in case that bus suddenly decided it didn't want to run that way anymore.
Uh-huh. Got to be close to things.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. And this house is great. It's, you know, a quarter of a mile from a bus stop, a quarter of a mile to a pharmacy and some minor shopping stuff, and, you know, very handy.
Yeah, good location, sounds like.
So you can walk to a grocery store if you have to.
Right.
Yeah. Well, most times you get him to take you to the grocery store, right?
Oh, it depends. He travels a lot for his work, so when he's gone... Yeah.
You need to be able to get to places.
Right.
So you're there by yourself with the children a lot.
Mm-hmm, I am.
And so you have to be close to things. You have to.
Exactly. Because, you know, kids sometimes just need stuff.
Yeah.
Or want stuff.
Yeah.
Or want, you know, a certain kind of candy. Mama, that I saw that on television. Why can't I have it? You know? That's kind of it. What have you moved in? Are you in yet?
We are still in the process. We are, you know, it looks like we might close on Friday.
Uh-huh.
And we're pretty excited about it. But, you know, it's the market in the mortgage business like it is right now. I'm afraid I'm not willing to say definite until they sign on the line.
Yeah, it's rather unstable at this point in time. What inspection, have you figured out some things handy, some stuff that needs to be done already or not?
Well, we did. When we first went in, the carpet had been, it was in bad shape and pulling loose in some places, and so we thought about that. And, you know, nothing really obvious. And then we had the home inspection done.
Uh-huh. That's good.
Yeah, and he gave us a long list of things that were wrong with the house.
Like?
Well, some of it was big stuff, like there was a spot on the roof and one tile on the roof that needs to be replaced, and this area on the roof needs to be covered with a water repellent. You know, the tiles aren't bad. It's not necessarily anything that needs to be replaced right now. We probably have another 5 or 7 years.
Uh-huh.
But we just need to treat it to repel water until then.
Is this a slate roof? Or when you're saying tiles?
Yeah, what is that all about?
It's a two-story house, so I have not crawled up there myself
okay.
to see.
Well, they say tile, I guess, and I guess it's a slate roof. Have to be,
it must be. That was what I pictured when he said that.
Well, when you got this long list, did it imply that the sellers are going to be responsible for some of this, or is this buy as you...
This is an as-is because it's a foreclosure.
I got you.
Okay.
And, you know, and then some things, I mean, this guy was very meticulous. You know, there were a bunch of stickers all over one of the bedroom doors, and we had thought, oh, kids' room. And didn't really give any thought. And one of the things on his list was that there was a hole in that door that was covered up by a sticker.
Ah, someone covered up the old hole.
Creative.
Those are usually costs when your daughter is going out with someone you don't want her to go out with. You end up with those sorts of holes. Or mama is doing something you don't like. And I had a few sheetrock bumps at one time. But you took that. You said, well, you know, because that's easy to replace.
Exactly. That was all stuff we looked at and decided that we could do it ourselves or we could live with it.
Yeah.
And one of the things he pointed out was that there was some damage that looked like it might be caused by termites.
Oh.
That we'd already arranged to have a termite inspector come too. And that's being taken care of. And there was a little bit of termite damage, but it's all out in the garage and easy to treat, you know, because it's no big deal to rip down the sheetrock and really get behind it and treat.
That's what needs to be done.
Good thing about being in the garage.
Yeah, termites can't survive unless they can get water, so there was some water there at one time.
Right, and, like, the person who lived there before had put in flower beds, but they used wood ties, and they're touching the house. So I've got to get out there and get those moved away from the house because you don't want wood touching the foundation of your house.
This house is on piers and beams or on cedar posts or what?
Unfortunately, it is a slab.
It's on a slab.
Yes, I would have loved to have found something without a slab, but I don't think we looked at a single house that was piers and beams.
Oh, why would you want a house not on a slab? Jennifer, come on.
I live in Oklahoma, and the ground shifts here a lot.
Really?
Really. We looked at several houses that didn't start out on piers and beams that had one or two installed after the foundation was damaged.
Well, the ground shifted here in Texas in the mid-90s. They're all Republicans now, but that's a different it's a different sort of a ground shift.
A different kind of shift.
Oh, entirely different. So you would have preferred a piers and beams house, but this is on, I guess he checked for cracks in the...
Mm-hmm.
I've heard guys say that are knowledgeable guys that you don't pour a slab that doesn't have a crack in it. There aren't any slabs that don't.
I think that makes sense.
Yeah, I guess it does.
Pick a direction. My house has them running north and south, east and west, and it's 4 years old.
Just the nature of the beast.
Yeah. No, nothing unlevel, nothing uneven. That's what they would call an inspector would call a surface crack.
Yeah.
But, buddy, it's got them.
And I think they're inevitable. But other than cosmetic damage, doors with holes in them and things like that, flower bed being touching the house, nothing major. Air conditioner works.
Yeah, everything works. And you can now have a camera run through your vents. And that cost us a little extra money, but it seemed worth it. And, you know, they were the best vents he'd seen in several weeks.
Yeah, that's good to know. There's no holes in the vents or any kind of things ever gotten into them. So that's good.
Did the inspector do that?
So they run...
Jennifer.
Jennifer. Did the inspector do that, or is that set separate? Hello? Have we lost you?
Must have.
Jennifer, what would happen to her?
I don't know.
Doesn't make any sense. Got a dial tone. Let's, shall we call her back?
Are you ready?
Yeah, let me see here.
Are you going to stop this or just going to redial while we're on the air?
This has never happened before, ladies and gentlemen. The first technical difficulty involving the phone.
Boy, nothing.
If Susan was here, this wouldn't happen.
No, it wouldn't have happened.
Nothing like a live recording. Good question.
You can still hear us. Well, we're back now, hopefully. Are we there, Don?
Hello.
Hello, hello, hello.
Hey, Jennifer? Oh, I'm on the wrong line. Let me call you back. Yeah. Hang on.
Yeah.
One of these days,
we'll get things rolling here.
Don't give up on us, guys, or unless you want to.
Where is Tom Houston?
The board engineer.
The board engineer.
Here I am again.
This time it's going to work. We got it.
Are you there, Jennifer?
I am.
Yeah. Okay, and we left off saying the cameras in the vents. Did the inspector do this?
Yes. It's an extra service. You have to pay a little extra to have it done, at least with the company we were using.
Okay, and the inspector, then I take it, was at your expense, but the bank or your mortgage people are going to insist on it, right?
No, they don't insist on it. You can buy the house as is if you want to,
right.
But we wanted to have it done.
Absolutely.
Yeah, good idea.
And if someone's wanting to have that done, it's definitely a good idea to plan to pay cash and pay right then when you have it done, because we got a discount because we didn't have it billed for closing. And when my husband pulled out cash to pay him, he said, oh, let me go write you another receipt, and went back and gave us another, I think, $30 discount because we paid in cash.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Yeah. Really.
But this camera through the vents, so this is a robot that goes, or how did they explain it to you?
Yes. It's like a robot that runs through the vents, and I really think it's a good idea because I learned a lot about some of the things people do. People will take out the vent right there at the opening and run lining into the covers. So even just visually inspecting it, you can't tell that there's anything wrong with the vent system.
Yeah.
Run lining, I don't understand.
Where the vent is that comes into your room, they'll open that up and reline.
Yeah, like a couple of feet up into the vent or something.
So it'll look good.
Yeah.
Right.
For a reset.
And without crawling around in the attic, there'd be no way to know.
Right, and even that doesn't show you all of the vents or let you get inside them.
That's true.
Yeah, it'd be good. I mean, that's a good idea to make sure your system was in good shape.
Well, I was thinking about just having it done. I was thinking about maybe just
yeah, probably would be a bad idea.
My house is 13, 14 years old. We've had vermin in the attic at different times.
Yeah, a rat or anything could have chewed through a vent.
A rat could have chewed through a vent.
It could happen.
And you could be losing a lot of air up there that you don't know.
A lot of air.
So I may just have that. I didn't know that was, that's, I learned, as they say in East Texas, I learned something.
That's
what they, go ahead.
The point I made on the list is that I really think anybody who's owned their home for a while, you know, either if you're not knowledgeable about handyman stuff or if you can't see it to know it's wrong, that having an inspection is a good idea because then at least you know what needs to be done.
That's right.
I just can't believe the bank didn't insist on this. I mean, they're fixing to loan you $70,000, $80,000, $100,000 on a piece of property. They're going to expect you to pay back.
Yeah, it seems like they'd want an inspection.
I think most...
They didn't ask for one. Now, it may just be that we were having one done anyway.
Well, it may be that you were buying an as-is house and they knew it was an as-is repo.
Mm-hmm.
That's I would think would be the difference, because every house I've ever bought, as they, you know, the inspectors come out. Now sometimes they're good. Don, you got kind of trouble with one time, didn't you?
That was a separate deal, though. You know, you can either get in a separate inspection, just pay for it on your own, or else when it comes to clothes, I guess if you don't have one, the bank would, yeah, and, you know, insist on one. But, yeah, you know, you've got to, it just depends on, I guess, which side the inspector is working for at the time, but whether it be the bank or you.
But the guy on Allendale didn't tell you about all that dirt piled up around the back of that.
Yeah, that was a strange deal.
It was, because Don bought this house. And Mary and I walked around while the guy, inspector guy was there and said, well, Jesus, this window's really low to the ground, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, the reason it was low to the ground is because a lot of dirt had come off that hill and piled up around the back of his house. And the inspector, you know, the roof looks awful low here. So
Yeah, that was a real strange deal.
It very was.
But, yeah, an inspection of any kind is definitely worth doing.
So you're moving in Friday, and there's nothing in this house you can't live with.
No. Well, my husband says we can't live with the carpet, and we're ripping it out first.
Okay. So other than lots of, because you want to, the first thing you're going to do is clean the kitchen, I'm sure.
Yes, but I have to say this house is really clean. I mean,
really?
I've been in houses that were, you know, actually on the market for sale by the owners that weren't as clean as this house is.
Is that right? Well, that's good.
And apparently that's just shocking for a foreclosure.
Yeah, I'm sure it's unusual. You know, if y'all were going to paint, though, while you've got the old carpet before you rip it out, sure would be the time to do some painting.
Yeah, that's absolutely
before
true.
Before you get the new carpet. Nothing like painting over new carpet.
Yeah.
Well, my husband actually, we want to do a hard floor because our kids tend to spill things all the time.
Kids do that. I had kids, and they're still doing it, huh? I'll be damned.
I know. I bet they come for Christmas and do it then, too.
You'd have thought they'd... no, my kids are in treatment, so they don't come for Christmas. But listen, kids, you thought they'd quit spilling stuff by now. My kids are old, you know. So I guess the kids are excited about it, moving into the new place. Getting a new house.
Well, the oldest one is, but the little two aren't really...
They're too small.
Right. They don't really understand what's going to happen.
They don't. Well, it's good that you get to stay home, and I had a stay-home mom, and it was a wonderful experience. My mom was there anytime I needed her, anytime the neighborhood boys and or girls beat me up. Mom was there to protect little blind Phil and go and curse their mothers and tell them what jerks they were. And to fix Phil some toast and jelly at 2:30 in the afternoon. Of course, she's really funny. She, every other day or so, she'd make me take a bath. I never could understand that as a little child. But stay-home moms are wonderful, and you're lucky to be one. You know that?
I really enjoy it.
What's the graduate degree in, Jennifer?
Human relations.
Okay, and so right. What do you do? I mean, was this for counseling or for job placement? What would you really do with that degree if you wanted to?
You could do almost any kind of social services type thing, and then also human resource type work.
Did you get your counseling degree? Like, could you work in a school if you...
No, I didn't do that.
Okay. Neither did I.
So, sadly, I discovered that I don't really like people that well. So, when I get ready to go back to work, I'm going to have to figure out something new to do.
Be a house inspector.
Yeah, there you go. House inspector.
That's a pretty good admission for someone your age that you really don't like people that well. I figured that out, but it wasn't but about 5 years ago, and I'm old. That's good, Jennifer. Listen, you've been delightful as a guest.
Well,
and we thank you. We're sorry that you took so long. Come see us more often.
Well, my first big home repair, I'll give you guys a call and tell you how it goes.
I hope
All
so.
Right.
Thank
All
you, Jennifer.
Right, Jennifer, great.
We'll talk to you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. All right. What a sweetheart.
Yeah.
Stay at home mom. And
What a deal.
What a deal. Got her buying a brand new.
Everything under control.
Sounds like she does. Let's take a little
break. We need to talk to her in a year or so.
Saying to find out how home
house project and see how these repairs and see how these things are going.
Donald has something he wants to talk about after the break. Let's take a little break.
L.A.'s totally awesome cleaning solution.
And mix us a drink and we'll be right back. Don Shaw, Don Pat, I'm Phil Parr. Hang on. We'll be right back. getting such nice music today. None of those crappy saxophones.
Our vocals.
Get Kenny G. Who did you usually get? Kenny G. There he is.
There he is. Speaking of Kenny G. I think they've been playing that song on that station ever since the inception of that station.
That's a shame.
It's just a never-ending...
Well, they played Sleepwalk a while ago.
I know.
Didn't have a saxophone in it.
Oh, I thought you had changed channels.
No, it's the same...
same
this
stuff.
This is actually one... This is 968 on Dish Network is what this is.
Right.
Dish Network is the jazz channel on Dish Network, and they never play commercials or anything. They just play Kenny G.
Yeah, Kenny G, never ending, Kenny G.
It's the Kenny G Channel, 24-7, Kenny G, for you and me. Excuse me, that was my announcer voice. You didn't know that, did you? Huh?
Yeah, we got kind of suspicious,
right. All right, what have you got to talk about, I hope?
It's okay. Normally, as is our policy here on the Blind Andy Man Show, we don't necessarily recommend products, but from time to time.
We don't?
Oh. From time to time, we do bring them to your attention.
Okay.
And I'm not certain how this one came about. I don't know, someone told Emily about it, or someone told someone that told someone that told Emily about it. But anyway, introducing, in case you're not familiar with it, LA's Totally Awesome Cleaning Solution.
Wait a minute. What is it? What's it called again?
LA's. I mean, that would be like Los Angeles. No, I have no idea. LA's. All right, do it again.
Do it. Go ahead.
LA's Totally Awesome Cleaning Solution.
Yeah.
As shown on TV.
Oh,
yeah, that's what they say. Anyway, allegedly, no acid, no ammonia, no bleach, and it's non-flammable. I took the lid off and gave a sniff, and it wasn't like, you know, if you use Pinopine, everybody thinks you live in a nursing home. I mean, and it.
So this had no odor.
No, not much. Little lemony, a little bit lemony.
You wouldn't want to pour it in your Pepsi here.
It is a concentrate, and it has all different directions for diluting it according to what you're going to claim. But and it makes all these claims. It's good for home, office, boats, and cars.
Really?
It will do spots, stains, blood. It's a degreaser. It will do coffee stains, tea stains. If you have pets, you don't have pets. If you have pets, you have stains. Trust me. Lots of stains. It claims it's great for pets. It can also be used in the mechanical carpet cleaning machines if mixed to proper. I used it today on the top of our dryer. And I haven't figured this out yet. We've been setting stuff up there, dryer, you know, if anything that's got a top on it that sits there for very long is going to get filled up with something. So we had boxes or something sitting on top of the dryer. It's a front load, so didn't affect drying the clothes.
Yeah.
But it was kind of built up a rust stain on top of the dryer.
All right.
I put the stuff on it, and I did not dilute it. I just dumped a little on there, let it sit a while, came back and wiped it off. And except for the places where the paint is missing from other things like scratches, it cleaned it fine. So anyway, it's like for 64 ounces, a couple of bucks at your local Dollar General or Target or something. Give it a shot. I mean, I don't know where Emily heard about it, but she swears by it.
Look at that. It might be good for our little gig that we do.
It says concrete. It cleans chrome, stainless steel, glass.
Well, it really might be, Sean.
Glass mirrors. And it's cheap. You know, a lot of stuff is...
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Now, it's just in a bottle. It's not in an aerosol or a spray bottle.
And right.
You really need to dilute it, so they say.
I wonder, but the instructions for diluting it are on the
bottle.
So I wonder, what is this new thing I have that I never use? The reads cans and stuff. What's it called?
The barcode reader.
Yeah, the barcode reader. What if it read it? Bring it next week.
No, because it's not in the barcode. The instructions are going to just be in print. And so unless that was included in that barcode.
I think it might read it.
It'd be interesting to see.
If it's included, it'd be interesting. And you think your local Target or... Some type of store like that might have it.
And it's just LA's, in the label, it's LA's Totally Awesome Cleaning.
LA's Totally Awesome. That's Luann's Totally Awesome
Cleaning Solution.
That'd be a good way to remember that, wouldn't it?
We make fun of Jen. I love the dollar store down here that's down here on Southwood. I mean,
It's
on my side of the thing. So it's south of the loop on Southwood. What do they call that? I don't know what that street is.
That is Gobbler's Knob.
That is Gobbler's Knob.
That is Gobbler's Knob.
All right. On Gobbler's Knob, there's a dollar store, and it's like a little Walmart. They got everything.
Got everything.
Which
yeah.
runs into, at the other end, away from your dollar store, it's coming to my house. It runs into Post Oak, and when you turn left and then turn right again, you're on Zed Creek.
Why couldn't they name?
Names.
Why did they need
man
all those names?
Why would anybody?
Gobbler's Knob.
Little
Knob
dollar
Post
store.
Oak.
Man, it's just got all. It's got Rice Krispies and fruit, milk, eggs.
I think they're great, you know, and they just give another place to go. I mean, they're usually easy to get into and easy out instead of going to Walmart. I like dollar stores.
I bet they have the awesome LA whatever.
I think they do 64 ounces for a couple of bucks or so. Try it. I mean, just see what you think.
I got nothing against Walmart. It's a massive store. And it's you know, it's too big. Luann hates it. I don't mind Walmart. They have a lot of stuff that other people don't have. But a little old dollar store, and they're everywhere. They're everywhere. I bet there's there's a half a dozen of them here in town.
Oh, yeah.
You know, we are so generic anymore in this country. I mean, if you go on a recent trip to Colorado, because neither of us are McDonald's or whatever fan, but if you were... Any little town got a McDonald's, got a Kentucky Fried Chicken, got a Dollar General, and got a Walmart. And,
yep.
You know, Walmart is even now advertising and encouraging campers, people with RVs, to camp in their parking lots. They make space now for people to, no hookups, but, I mean, they encourage you to spend the night in their Walmart parking lots. And so you see a lot in Emily and I, every little town that we stopped in, if the Walmart was handy, that's where we were.
Yep.
Yeah, there used to be a Radio Shack in every town. I guess that's probably not.
I remember those days.
I think next week or so you'll hear there used to be a Radio Shack.
Period.
According
Radio
to
Shack.
Their.
What does Radio Shack sell anymore?
I have no idea.
I don't know what they're.
A couple of years ago they said, we're not going to sell parts anymore. Well, that's the only reason I ever went there.
Well, yeah, patch cords and parts and.
If you buy patch cords at Radio Shack, you can buy, and I'm sure there are a lot of places. I've been buying patch cords from a place called Full Compass Electronics in Madison, Wisconsin. They ought to give me a discount for something now.
Yeah.
But patch cords are far superior to Radio Shack's, and they're about the same price.
But considering this town, you know, at one time we had two Radio Shacks, and then now we're down to one, which
that
is
little one
in a little
there?
Cubbyhole. Okay. But we also had... CompUSA and Circuit City.
And they're both gone.
And they gone. But our Best Buy is blowing people. You can't move in that store. You go in there just about any time they're open, and you can't stir the people with a stick. I mean, it's, you know.
Yeah, so, that's true. I tried to get Luann to go buy her phone at Best Buy, and she wouldn't do it. She bought it at the phone store.
Uh-huh.
But we had Circuit City and Best Buy and...
CompUSA?
We had CompUSA at one time.
They went down the tube, and Office Depot or Office Max.
We still got one.
We got either Office Max or...
Boy, you talk about a full store. They're never, you know, you...
Yeah.
There's plenty of people in there to wait on.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's Max. The way Lowe's and, you know...
Is that the clock for starting a theme?
No, but it's about 30 seconds. So
okay.
We're almost there.
What did you say, Don? What?
No, I just said our Lowe's and Home Depot now with the competition in our town, neither one of them are at capacity, I think.
No, they're never at capacity anymore. But and they've got fluorescent bulbs, whereas Target doesn't.
That's true.
Target does not have them because I went at Luann and said, well, Target will have these. Well, they might. And they didn't.
In the near future.
In the near future. But Lowe's and Home Depot both have the fluorescents, and I got fluorescents for out here.
And Sam's.
I'm going to put up. Sam's is a wonderful place. But the dollar store is the most blind-friendly little store in the world. So go by and check out your dollar store. Somebody ought to give us one of them ought to sponsor us. Home Depot or somebody.
You would think so.
Brought to you by Home Depot. I'd love to say that.
That's right.
They don't like blind people.
They don't like blind people?
No.
What do you mean by that?
You never saw a cart that would get you through the store, you know, sound operated, turn at the right place.
Yeah, a cart that would
lead
you.
I've got a wife that...
Well, they have these other carts that big heavy people ride around on. Why don't they have one?
Yeah, but no blind friendly
car. Go right down the track, you know. I mean, okay, you punch in.
I've got an ankle that's bad. I ride in those carts sometimes. Me and Tom Houston, what do you mean by that?
Well,
what are you making fun of people for?
No, I'm not making fun. I'm saying it doesn't go by itself. If you're blind, you can't go punch in number 13 and get it to take you to the cosmetic.
Now, that would be cool if you could type in cosmetics and then push go and it would go.
That's right. Without running down a pedestrian.
Aisle 15.
Would really.
That's right.
And the technology is here to do that.
Where's
our thermostat
guy? He needs to get on that.
The technology is here to do that.
Yep.
Don't talk about talking thermostats with Don Shaw.
Yeah, I've had enough of those.
Hey,
I don't hear myself. Hello, hello. I guess I'm here.
What'd you buy, another talking thermostat?
No, I don't know. No, I have
were
not.
Were you hearing yourself?
No, I am now. Yeah.
What did you do?
Nothing. I just turned, I don't know, something. Anyway, something. Things are good.
Moving right along.
I think things are good. That's good to know.
Exiting the
what
program.
A silly show. Anyway, Don, Pat, Don Shaw, thank you guys. Appreciate you.
Yep.
Maybe Houston will be here next week. You're not counting on it. No.
Yes, sir. Boy, we're...
All bets are in.
All bets are in or off.
Yeah.
I'm Phil Parr, and we enjoyed having you. Come see us again next week, and come be a guest on the show. We'd love to have you. Email us. Email Don Shaw at
n5gbi@yahoo.com.
n5gbi@yahoo.com. He's the guest coordinator for the Blind Andy Man Show. It's a big job, but he can handle it. And come be a guest with us. I'm Phil Parr. See, said the blind man as he picked up his hammer and saw. Bye-bye.